Laugh and be well. Laugh and be well. A person who is laughing seldom is experiencing an illness. A person who is laughing is seldom experiencing unhappiness in their life. A person who is laughing is a person who is well. So laugh and be well. Laughing is evident when a person laughs, they are well. And when a person is not laughing, they're not well. So, laughter is the medicine. Laughter is the reality. Laughter is who and what you and I are. Now, when do we want to laugh? When do we want to be so happy? When do we want to be so loving and so gentle? When do we want to be on top of everything? When do we want to do that? Well, we want to do that all the time. We want to laugh and be happy. Laugh and be well. Laugh and enjoy all the world, because the world loves a laugh. The world loves laughter. The world loves those who laugh. Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's what you and I are all about. Laughter, happiness, joy, peace, harmony, goodness, wonder, magic. I was thinking this morning, as I looked at my fingernails, I will do some gardening there, and I will take my little fingernail device, and I will dig under my fingernails and take off the dirt that's there. And then I thought, now, if I go in the bathroom and I take a bar of soap and a brush and clean my hands well, my fingernails get perfectly cleaned at that time and to the perfect depth. They're never forced too deep or too little. It's always just perfect, and my fingernails are always beautifully clean after I have washed my hands and brushed my fingernails with my hand brush, and I feel so good about it. Now, what's this all about of clean fingernails? Well, when you have clean fingernails, you just feel good. You feel like laughing. Yes, you do. You feel so happy. Because you look at those clean fingernails and you think to yourself, yes, I care about me. And I can use the tips of my fingernails to push down my cuticles so they're in perfect harmony. But I take my fingernails and set them in a pan of water, and I let them sit there for a while, maybe a little bit of soap. And then I take my fingernail tips and push down the fingernails, and they're perfectly done. I don't need any other devices, although I have all of them. And I do that, and my fingernails are well. My fingernails represent a healthy me. I give care to me and my fingernails. You say, well, what's all this talk about fingernails? Well, what's all this talk about fingernails? It's all this talk about laughing. When you are laughing, you are happy. When you are laughing, you are doing beautiful things. When you look at your fingernails, oh, aren't they beautiful? Oh, they're so clean and so nice. Oh, the cuticles are all pushed down, and just with my finger alone, I can push it down. And really, when you live a happy life, when you are laughing all the time, you very seldom have to clean your fingernails. You very seldom have to push your cuticles down, because everything is in divine order. Everything is harmonious. Everything is wonderful. I look at my fingernails, ha ha, they look so nice. I look at my hands, I say, oh, you are wonderful hands. You are beautiful. I look at my body and I say, oh, I live in a body that is whole and perfect. I live in a body that is well. We have a student who sent an email the other day, and he was saying that he was in the hospital. And then all he did was to say to himself, I'm whole and well. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and well. Now, he hasn't been an active student. He's been on and off again as it pleased him and as time was available to him. And we haven't heard from him, perhaps, for a number of years, actually. And now, all of a sudden, there he is again. He says, you know, I said I'm whole and perfect when I went to the hospital for this serious operation. And the operation wasn't serious, and everything was just easy and perfect. That's what I learned in the University of Healing course. That's what I learned, is to like myself, to praise myself, to honor myself. As we all learn to like ourselves, to praise ourselves, to honor ourselves, we will laugh at life and say, life is wonderful, life is grand. It's just like my cat. The moment I begin to prepare to give a talk, the moment I sit at my desk and put my gadgets before me so I can give my talk, my little genie stands up and walks around the desk and comes and sits on my lap. I don't even have to put her on my lap. She just sits on my lap. And then I put my hand under her, and I put another hand over her, and then I begin to give the talk. And she is just as happy as can be. And she's purring away. That's the way a cat laughs. They purr. And as she purrs away, she is so content. Yesterday, after I gave my talk, I finished it, and she got up, and she walked around my desk as I finished what I was doing. And then she came back, and she said, all right, now you give another talk. Now you can hold me more in your lap. You may love me and laugh with me and like me more. People, animals, everything, dwell upon laughter. Live in laughter and live in good health. People who laugh are able to be healthy people because that's part of their nature. Part of their nature. We should remember those words. That laughter is part of our nature. And we laugh, and we are happy, and we are well. We're not laughing at illness, we're laughing at health. We're saying, oh, I'm so healthy, I feel so good, I feel so wonderful. We are laughing at abundance. Oh, I am filled with abundance. We are laughing with friends and joy, and we say, oh, I'm surrounded by wonderful, beautiful people. And we haven't a negative word to say about anybody. We haven't a negative word in our life because negative words do not lead to health. Laughter leads to health. Positive, joyful, appreciative words of who we are and what this world is that we're living in, they lead to health. They lead to goodness. They lead to all that is wonderful, all that is magical, all that is who we really are. Laugh and be well. When you laugh, you find that all the world is laughing with you. Not at you, but laughing with you. And as all the world is laughing with you, everything is in divine order. Now, here on the mountaintop, we have the Wi-Fi, the internet, and things like that. And every morning, before I begin to work on my computer and to prepare my talks and do the things that I do, I go into my computer and I make sure that it is perfectly connected, that my internet server, that my internet Wi-Fi, everything is connected. It just takes a moment. I just press a button and up comes all of the information, and then I press other buttons and it says, okay, make sure this is done, make sure that is done. And when I'm done, I look at my computer and I look at, it says what I'm using in my preferences. It says everything. And then I have the assist me that I press. And then it says, I'm going to give you the diagnosis. And then it gives me the network status, and the Wi-Fi is perfect, and the Wi-Fi settings are perfect, and the internet settings, network settings are perfect, and the ISP is perfect, and the internet is turned on. It's not yellow. The server is turned on. It's not yellow. Sometimes they're yellow because they're not perfectly working, but then I just make a slight adjustment, and they're perfectly working. And when I'm done, everything is in divine order. And I laugh and I say, yes. So simple to make sure that everything is in divine order. So simple to make sure that everything works, just to laugh and be happy and be joyous. And when I'm happy, laughing, and joyous, I have perfect fingernails. I have perfect cuticles. I have a perfect body. I am well. Laugh and be well. I am happy in every way because I put the cause in motion. Yes, you and I put our own cause of happiness in motion, and we laugh, and we are well, whole, and perfect every whit. Join me in putting a laughter in motion for your life and my life today and say, I am happy. I laugh a lot. I love you. I love you. I love you.